This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello and welcome to Six Figure Dog Business. I am your host, Ty Brown of TyTheDogGuy.com. And this is the show where we help you start or grow your dog-related business to a healthy six-figure per year or more income. Now, today I'm excited because we've got, I'm excited because I haven't done a show in a long time, but this is kind of coming from, this episode is coming from a lot of people asking for this. I'm going to share with you how we went from $0 in puppy training for about a year, $0 in puppy training, to over $100,000 per year in puppy training by changing just a couple little things. So stay right with me. I'll be back sharing exactly how we've done this.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, I'm back. And again, glad to be here today because it's been a while. I've actually had a couple people in the last few days ask, like, hey, when are we going to get a new podcast? And then the producer of the show asked when we're going to get a new podcast. And it made me realize I do enjoy these podcasts so much. I've been in the middle of about a dozen different things. We've done a huge change on our business, a ton of different changes. In fact, maybe I'll do a couple podcasts on them. But one thing that we've changed in our business is puppy training. So let me tell you about puppy training and why I've got a problem with it. Puppy training is obviously a big part of dog training, as many of you know. And I know a lot of people do a lot of puppy training. And I've had this business now for, let's say, 12, 13 years, somewhere around there. And in that time, puppy training has never been a big part. And you're going to criticize me why. And here's the why. When I'm training an adult dog can handle a lot more. We can motivate that dog. We can put pressure on that dog. We can, you know, we can correct. And we can see results like right away. You know, dogs that were pulling on the leash are no longer pulling on the leash within minutes. Dogs that were jumping are no longer jumping within minutes. Dogs that were nipping were no longer nipping within minutes. And I'm referring to, you know, dogs that are 6, 7, 8 months and older. And so you can do these amazing, well, they're not amazing. You know they're not amazing. But you can see these big changes. And it makes for very rewarding work. And it makes for work that's easier to prove. You know, people do a session or two. They're like, wow, you're really great. And you get better referrals and you get this going on and that going on. And so my whole career, I've enjoyed that work more, even like the aggression and stuff like that, because we can see noticeable results because we can ask more out of an older dog than we can out of a 10-week-old dog or a 12-week, 14-week-old dog. Because as you know, that 12-week-old dog isn't processing the same way. So, you know, we use the same type of correction, it's going to be too much, you know, and you can't put a whole lot of pressure on them. And so, like I say, people are going to say, oh, well, you're lazy. And the reality is I am lazy because for years I couldn't figure out how to best train a puppy. I've had tons of puppies. We do puppy training, but how to best present it in a package so that it's meaningful and beneficial. Because when you're doing puppy training, you're not moving as fast. My guess is, at least how we do training. I mean, you can move really fast with like treat-based stuff and stuff like that. And that's great. And we've always done that. You know, as far as like teaching behaviors, but as far as like having reliable behaviors, good behavior and getting rid of bad behavior, you know, as well as I do that you can't go super fast with a puppy. It's all about in stages. Now, being a business, we still have to charge good amounts of money in order to work with a puppy, but I didn't feel like I was able to produce the same types of results. So I did not like doing puppy training because ethically it felt like I didn't love my puppy programs. because we're charging X amount to train an adult. If we're doing the same amount of sessions with a puppy, you know, we have to charge the same amount, but we're not ending up with the same results. You know, we do X amount of sessions with an adult. We've got on and off leash obedience and great manners and blah, blah, blah. We do X amount of sessions with a puppy. We've got a puppy that has improved, but doesn't have that same level. And so I didn't like that. I didn't like that someone's paying me the same amount, but they're not getting the same results. And so what I did for actually a few years is we left puppy programs up on the website, but we didn't promote them. We didn't push them. When I would talk to people about them, I would almost like consciously and subconsciously would push them away and say, oh, it might be better if we wait till your dog's a little bit older, 5 or 6 months, and then we can start training. Or, no, we can start training now, but oh, it sounds like you're going out of town here in a month. Why don't we just, you know, send the dog to us, you know, when he's a little bit older and you're out of town anyways. You know, stuff like that. And so it actually got to the point where, and I haven't actually measured this, but I'm pretty sure we went about a year without selling any puppy training, like none. And as a result, like leads for puppy training dried up. Like we would still get calls because, you know, we would train somebody's adult dog. They'd be happy and they would recommend us to their friend who's got a puppy or stuff like that. So we would still get calls. But my lack of enthusiasm, my lack of a great program made it to where we were not selling it. So like I say, I don't know, maybe in there one or two clients were sold on puppies, but for a year or more, we basically were doing nothing in puppies because I just could not figure out how to solve this problem. But I knew the problem needed to be solved. And so when did we change this? Oh, maybe about a year or two ago. I'm not very concrete on my timelines, am I? X amount of time ago, I want to say probably about 2 years. About 2 years ago, you know, I realized we've got to change this. And I also realized that we had something else going on at the time that was a hole in our program. We had, you know, we had all these trainers on staff. We had a big building. And sometimes, lots of times, there was gaps in their schedule. You know, there would be, you know, people that, you know, a trainer that would have an appointment here, here, and here. And maybe they had a board and train dog they were working with, but there'd be like an hour gap here or a 2 hour gap there. And it's not like it makes sense to go home and come back and, you know, stuff like that from work. And so we had these gaps in the schedule. And I said, why don't we start filling that with puppy stuff? So we created a free puppy program. And so the free puppy program was at first a 4 week course and then a 3 week course. But the free puppy program was, let's at least get people into the building. Because frankly, I don't love charging the big prices. Now we could do like a cheap $150 puppy course like everybody else, but I don't want to be like everybody else. You know, everybody else does it. How should I be different? Because that's where we've always tried to create our companies. How can we do things different? So I knew I didn't want that cheap little $150 puppy course where, you know, the dog learns how to sit for a treat and that's it, you know, and they're paying $150 for it. And so we said, we're going to do ours for free and we're going to test and we're going to see if we do it for free, what's the barrier of entry going to be? It's going to be almost non-existent. You know, all people have to do is show up. And so selling this is going to be easy, right? And people will like us and they'll get used to coming to the building. And by the time that they're done with the puppy stuff, hey, now we'll pitch them on the adult dog stuff. And so it kind of went like that. But here's the problems we ran into. Because like I say, this is a storytelling episode. I want to tell you the whole story of the evolution of our puppy program from, you know, from where it was to where it went to where it is now. So number one, it wasn't a whole lot easier to sell, you know, because people still have to come out, you know, 3 or 4 times at night to a training facility to do stuff with their dog. And so if you say do that for $0 versus do that for $150, I found it's not that different. You know, it's not like I talk to a whole bunch of people and they're like, oh, wow, no, I just can't do that. It's just, you know, people aren't motivated and $150 doesn't motivate them. And so it's not like your take rate with free is a whole lot different than $150. And so my thought was people are going to love this. It'll be free and everyone's going to sign up. It didn't work that way, just in case you're curious. So there's nothing wrong with doing free. I know a lot of people do free seminars or free this or that. There's nothing wrong with it. Just recognize your take rate isn't going to go through the roof because you're not charging. Or maybe there's things that you could do, you know, that would make it go up. I mean, I'm sure our take rate was better than, you know, when people charge $150. But it's not like $150 versus free is going to change the world as far as like how many people are coming. Because what I thought I was going to do was going to be a volume type offer. You know, like let's get 50 puppies in here a month, because here was my math. You know, my math was if we get 50 puppies in here a month, that's going to be, if we end up with that, and we never did get to 50 puppies a month, but here's how my math was going to work, was we would have one trainer do a puppy course every day of the week, essentially 5 a week, right? And we would put 10 puppies in each one. And so it's going to be a three or four week class. So we're going to have 50. And so, like I say, we never got to that. But my idea was all it's going to be for every trainer is 4 hours. And I'm already paying that anyways because they're either on salary or they're on hourly and they've got these big gaps. So I figured, hey, it's really not costing me anything to do this. But we'll get 50 people in a month. And if we only sold 5 or 10 of those people, so 10 or 20%, into our average ticket, which is about $2,000, we would be making $10,000 or $20,000 from that puppy stuff. And so it made sense, right? I mean, to at least test this. Because from very little resources, you know, I would put maybe a little bit of advertising money towards it and stuff like that. But I was already paying the overhead. I was already paying the salary. So from very little resources, we were going to get $10,000 to $20,000 worth of clients, was my idea. And so, like I say, here's where it broke down. We didn't have huge take rate. And so, you know, we were doing these classes, but it's not like, you know, we were getting 50 a month. I want to say 10 or 15 a month or something like that. Now, could I have stuck with it and made it better? Absolutely. I have no doubt that if we really stuck with it, we could have got to that 50 a month as time went on. But anyways, so from we were getting 15, maybe a 20 a month or something like that, 10, 20. I don't even remember at this point. And then the take rate of people that went to training, that was about accurate. We were doing about 10 or 20%. And so, you know, we were getting a few clients a month from doing this puppy stuff. And so, like, it was going okay, but people didn't show up to class. It was free. And so they didn't care. And maybe that's on us. You know, maybe just our puppy class wasn't invigorating enough, wasn't exciting enough. I recognize it's not just the fact that it was free, but it just wasn't that big of a draw, you know, because if you're thinking about it and you're like, I've got this puppy, I'm tired, work was long today, forget it. You know, we're not going to class tonight. Like, that's so easy when it's free. It's fairly easy when it was $150 because $150 isn't that much either. And I know that most trainers complain that, you know, when they do these $150 group classes that they have a high dropout rate. And so I started recognizing, look, we have this huge dropout rate. So we started trying to fix that with penalties, you know, saying, okay, here's the thing. The class is free, but you're going to give us a check of $50. If you come to all three classes, we tear it up. If you miss a class, we charge $50. And that actually didn't change very much as far as like the take rate. People were like, yeah, whatever, $50 isn't much to risk. And so I think we cashed a few checks and stuff like that. But like, and I think we let a lot of people go too, because I was like, this is petty. This is $50. You know, this is not how I want to be running my business. I've got people like unenthusiastically showing up. Nobody's putting in the effort. Yeah, we've got a few people moving on and doing like bigger courses. But overall, I don't like this. Like, this isn't the company I want to be. This doesn't work for us. You know, this is not what we want to be known for. So that led to the big change, a couple big changes. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what those big changes are. So stay with me.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, so we're back. So I'm telling you about the metamorphosis of training, puppy training at Tithe Dog Guy. Because in the very beginning, we would do it, but we would charge the same amount as adult stuff. But I didn't like doing that because we couldn't get the same results with a puppy as we would with an adult. Now, I know there's a ton of value in setting the foundation, but I just didn't feel that the value was there when we were doing puppy stuff versus adult stuff. So, like I mentioned, our business evolved to the point where we were doing almost nothing in puppy training to today, where we're doing over $100,000 a year in puppy training. Same leads, same everything, very few clients, over $100,000 a year. And in this story, we get to the point, so we've done puppy training where, you know, we've done it in private sessions. We've done puppy training where we've done it in board and trains. By the way, I hate board and trains for puppies. It's not fun. And same thing, you can't get a ton done with a puppy in a week or two to justify a $1,000, $2,000 spend. I mean, maybe some people can, but like, I didn't like it. I didn't like the results that we were producing, right? So we're doing this private training. We're doing board and train. I don't like the results for the money. We're doing these free puppy classes. I don't like where it's taking us as a company. I don't like what it's doing. You know, we're getting unenthusiastic people that aren't showing up, that aren't putting in the work. And a few of them are going on to do bigger stuff with us. And so I don't like any of it. And so around this time, I also realized I hate having a building. My business over the years seems to have evolved based on things I hate. I hated having a building because it meant that I had to go to work, and I don't like going to work. I like to work when I want to work. And it meant that I had to supervise people, and we had to make sure people were there at certain times, and I don't like any of that. I hate it. So I realized we didn't like a building, so it's been 6 months now. We no longer have a building. But even previous to that, we're doing this puppy stuff. So about a year ago, we just stopped our puppy stuff, and we said, forget it. We're not doing the free stuff anymore. We're not doing the free puppy classes. We're not doing paid group puppy classes. Who knows what we're going to do? And basically, I didn't sell any puppy training for months. So like I said, I hadn't sold any puppy training for probably a year up until doing the group classes. After the group class, I didn't sell anything for months. But of course, calls don't stop coming in for puppies. So we have to have something to sell them. But I have to have something that I can believe in, that I know gets them great results, that I know is worth the big dollars that we charge, that I can feel comfortable about, that they're going to love and they're going to be happy. So 6-7 months ago or so is when we switched. So we moved out of our building about 6-7 months ago. We stopped the puppy course about 6 months before that. Sell nothing in puppies for about 6 months. Now, in these last 6 months, we've sold almost 100,000. So like I say, there's a good chance we could, maybe it's been 7 months, but anyways, there's a good chance we could maybe even get to 200,000 in 2019 of puppy sales. So here's what we did. Take some notes. Are you ready? Hopefully this is going to make sense. So what we realized is we had a phenomenal adult program that when people went through our adult program, and we typically do adult programs from 5 or 6 months of age, and our program is called Transform Your Dog in 60 Days. And what it is, it's a combo of core training. Well, let me tell you what comes in it. People get private training or board and train. They get home study stuff. They get group classes. They get training equipment. All of these things come in the program, and it's called Transform Your Dog in 60 Days. And it's phenomenal. And of course, I think that I'm the guy selling it. But like, I love this program. We have put thousands of dogs through this program over the past 5 years, and I love it. The results that we get, the ability we have to hire new trainers and have them get on board with this system. We've sold this in DVD form all over the world. It's been in my book. I've sold thousands and thousands of copies of my book and DVD course all over the world. I love this program. But I don't want to do it. You know, you can't do it with puppies that are 2, 3, 4 months old. You know, really, the dog needs to be 5 or 6 months old. So I love this program, and it's amazing. So this is number one. Do you have an amazing adult dog program that you put adult dogs through? And I know a 6-month-old dog isn't an adult, but, you know, do you have an amazing program for dogs that are beyond that 2, 3, 4-month-old puppy stage? If so, I realized, I said, look, where I want all of my clients, and this is how we invented the Transform Your Dog in 60 Days program, is I said, where I want all my clients to be is I want them to be where they are after they finish the Transform Your Dog in 60 Days program. So why am I screwing around with all of this puppy stuff? You know, like basic puppy courses, getting your dog to sit for a treat, which is a good beginning stage, of course. But I realized, look, I love where they are at the end of this. I love it. They love it. It's such a good course. And that's what people want. I have eliminated the word basic, you know, for the most part from our company. Because I hate the term basic obedience. I hate it. Nobody wants basic obedience. And I hate when I see trainers selling basic obedience. Because what's basic obedience? You get your dog to sit for a treat, lie down for a treat, come for a treat. Anybody can do that. You don't need a dog trainer for that. You barely even need a YouTube video. Like, anybody can do that. How many of your clients come to you without basic obedience? It doesn't happen, right? Like, it's rare. And so I don't want to do anything basic. None of my clients want basic obedience. I mean, they say they do, but they don't even know what basic obedience is. They want obedience where somebody rings the doorbell and they can send the dog to their bed. They want obedience where they can go in the front yard And the dog can go with them off the leash while they grab the mail, take in the trash cans, and the dog listens, even though there's other dogs and people out there. They want obedience to where they can go hiking on a trail and have their dog off leash. They want obedience to where they can have guests over and the dog lies in his bed for an hour while they eat dinner. Like, that's the level of obedience they want, and there is nothing basic about that. And you know how I know there's nothing basic about that? Because hardly any dogs do that. If it was basic, dogs would be doing it. So I'm educating this my clients about this all the time. You do not want basic obedience. In fact, you probably already have it. And so clients don't want basic obedience. They want advanced obedience. They just don't know how to say those words. Because in their mind, they're like, oh, I just want this stuff and it's easy and we go do this. Yeah, but what about all the work that takes to get there? It's not basic. So anyways, I realized I wanted my clients to be in this one spot. My clients wanted to be in this one spot. Why am I selling them a 3-week course or a 4-week puppy course where we go over house training basics and how to sit for a treat? Like, if I want them to be in a different spot and they want to be in a different spot, I am doing them a disservice by selling them a basic puppy course. It is wrong. Not only is it not effective, it's wrong. Like, it's like professional malfeasance or malpractice. If dog trainers have malpractice, I was committing malpractice because I wanted them to be in a spot, they wanted them to be in a spot, and I was selling them something that would not get them there. Now, I would continue selling them stuff if they wanted it to get them where they wanted to be, but I realized I didn't want that client that I had to keep talking into doing more and more and more. I wanted the client who has the 8-week-old puppy that says, look, at a year old, I want my dog to be like this. And here's what this looks like. I do all these cool things and we go on the boat, you know, and the dog, and we go boating on the weekends and the dog's perfect, and we go hiking and the dog's perfect. We do this and the dog's great. And that's the client that I want. So why would I ever sell them a $100 course or a $200 course? Why would I ever sell them a puppy board and train where they're not going to be at that end game, you know, that they're just going to have the basics? It's wrong of me to do that. That was my mindset. That's where I was coming at this from. And so here's how we transition things. Our Transform Your Dog in 60 Days program is $1,600, or there's some financing fees if people do it on payment plans. So the average we get is $1,700. Our Transform Your Dog in 60 Days board and train, we don't keep the dog for 60 days, we just keep the dog for a couple few weeks, is the average we get is about $3,000 to $3,100 after financing charges. And so anyway, $1,700 or $3,100, and people are in love with the results if they put in the effort. Well, and I can't sell them that, you know, when they're 3 months old. So all we did, this is going to seem so anticlimactic, but it's important that you understand the what led to this. And it's important that you understand the foundation behind the thinking. So all we did is say, all right, let's add a couple sessions on the front end to get a foundation for the puppies. And then, you know, raise the price by a few $100. And then do the Transform Your Dog in 60 Days program. That's it. Ta-da! All right, there's more to it, because let me share some other stuff here. But in a nutshell, that's what we did. We just added we preloaded the Transform Your Dog in 60 Days program with 2 or 3 private puppy sessions. We raised the price by a few $100. So now it's like $2,000, $2,100 for the private training. Or if they want to do a few sessions and then send the dog to the board and train, now we're, you know, $3,300, $3,400, somewhere in there, depending on the age of the puppy and stuff like that. So that's all we did, is we had this amazing program and we preloaded it with some stuff to get them a foundation, get them started, get them liking us. And then we go and do the thing that we know kills it. People love it. And it's amazing. So now our puppy clients, almost everyone does the private stuff. We do have some people that do the board and train. So our average value is about $2,500 per puppy. And so, like I say, this is where I'm saying that we're getting about 4 of these clients per month. So we're getting about $10,000 a month in just puppy training. And this is just, you know, we've been doing about 7 months. So we've sold maybe $80,000 worth of puppy training the last 7 months. So over the course of 2019, I'm doing this podcast at the very beginning of 2019. You know, now we're going to have people excited about this. You know, we're going to get more and more. It's going to get some more momentum. You know, through advertising, we'll get more puppy calls. We very well could do $200,000 in just puppy stuff by just taking an amazing adult program and front loading it with some extra stuff. Now, here's how to sell it, because, you know, I found how to sell it, and I sell it by making it sound difficult, because the type of client I want and the type of client that thrives with us and probably with you is the one that's going to put in the work. And so I don't want them to think they've got this easy little... That's the other thing I hated about like puppy boarding trains. It's like we'd have them for a week or two. And how far are you going to get in a week or two? You know it's not far. And so the puppy's got a foundation. And they've still got a ton of work to do with this puppy after a week or two of boarding train. And so, you know, here I just took $2,000 of their money. And I'm like, all right, now you have all this work. And people would be really upset about that. So again, I didn't love these programs before. But now, like I say, it's like, look, here's the thing. It takes a year for you to really enjoy all the fruits of your labor with training. And so here's what we're going to do. The first part is we do these puppy, we call them puppy brain dump sessions. We're going to dump a ton of information on you. We're going to see you every few weeks. And we're going to get our dog to 5 months old or 6 months old. And that's when we do our TYD 60 program, which is world renowned. It's amazing. It's going to get you all these crazy results. And then after that, you get lifetime access to our group sessions. And we're also going to give you some training equipment. Like, I have gone through this spiel. I'm not going to take you. I mean, it's a 10-minute pitch. I've gone through this pitch before. And I get to the end where it's like, and it's $2,000. And people are like, oh, okay, good. That's not okay. I thought it was going to be way more than that after what you were just telling me. I've literally had a bunch of puppy people say that. Because the way that you can pitch this is like, look at all this stuff we're doing in stages. When in reality, you know, we're getting $2,000 for about 8 sessions. Is what it normally works out to. Now, there's also the home study stuff, but that's been done. There's also the training equipment, but I'm factoring that in. There's also the lifetime group sessions, but those are easy for us because we just, every trainer does one about every 5 or 6 weeks. And so, like, that's just part of the deal. Like, hey, you lose an hour of your life every 5 or 6 weeks, and that's, you have to sacrifice that for this program to work. And so, we don't count that as a loss because, anyway, our trainers are paid on commission, and they just give that up. You know, that's part of the deal. So anyways, the group sessions cost us nothing. The home study costs us nothing, but it's tons of value for them, tons and tons of value for them. And so, in reality, what the hard cost of what they're paying versus what we're doing is about 8 sessions for $2,000 when, because the equipment cost, anyways, we're getting about $2,000. So when I do the math there, let me do the math real quick, $2,000 divided by 8, that's about $250 a session. So now normally for adult work, we're at about $300 a session. So this is us coming down a little bit, but it's allowed us, but not much, you know, it's where everyone's still happy. Trainers are happy. I'm happy. Everyone's still making really good money. These are better clients because we're not dealing with junky aggression and all sorts of problems. We're starting from the beginning. And so everybody's happy to take a little bit of a dip in profitability in order to have clients that we love, work that we love, work that is well paid, work that is very rewarding. So like I say, on our website, you guys are welcome to look at it. But on our website, on our puppy page, is really, it's a like a 5-minute video of me telling people why they don't want to do it. It's like, look, here, and I don't say it in those words, but I'm saying, look, here's how normal puppy training works. It's like these group classes, and you don't get very far, and everyone's done them, and their puppy sits for a treat, and who cares? When in reality, this is what people want. They want to be here with their puppy. And so we decided we are no longer ever going to do basic puppy training again. The only thing we're going to do is work with people that want to take it the whole way. And so, and then if that's of interest to you, sign up on my calendar below. We'll talk about it. So when I get those puppy ones on my calendar, hopefully they've watched the video. Sometimes they don't. But if they've watched the video, they are not shocked by a $2,000 price tag. Because I think I say in the video, like, you know, this is more expensive. This is more in depth. This is blah, blah, blah. And so it has become so much easier to sell. The people I talk to about it are so much more excited about it because they're like, yes, this is what I want. I've done those classes with my previous dogs. They're silly. I know how silly they are. I'm selling them exactly what they want, exactly what they need. And those are typically two different things. But in this case, they converge. I'm selling them what they want. I'm selling them what they need. And I'm thrilled with the results because now people are going through our TYD 60 system. It's taking them a little bit longer to get there because we're doing some puppy stuff. I'm thrilled with the results. I'm thrilled with the money. The trainers are thrilled with the money. The trainers are thrilled with the results. We sell 4 or 5 of these a month. Like, I'm looking back and thinking, boy, if I had to start a business all over again, like, this is all I would do. I would make a puppy program, do all of my effort on this. I would sell 8 puppy programs a month for $2,000 a piece, you know, make my $16,000 a month and make life easy and, you know, stuff like that. I'm looking at this like, dang, I should have thought about this before. But as is tragedy in my life, I rarely think about things in due time. It takes me forever to actually get the results and the lessons learned in my life. But this is a way to get somebody a ton of value, maintain margins high, sell it so much easier. Like, I have not found the downside yet. Maybe I will. Like I say, we've been doing it for about 7 months. But so far, this is working great. We love it. And hopefully, you can apply some of this too. Now, I encourage you to hit PetLifeRadio.com. Listen to all the episodes of everything because they're great, but especially come to mine, Six Figure Dog Business, because that's where you can find some amazing stuff. Head over to my website, tythedogguy.com. Click on the link for dog trainers if you want to watch a webinar that I show you how to add an extra $20,000 to your business this year. And let me know what I can do more episodes about. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.